Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Mine is Marcus Maven.
I don't know why I went with Chingy, but I just did.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
I mean, it wasn't.
Man, I didn't hate it. I thought it was.
I've had bad choices. I don't think this was one of them.
I thought it was good. Yeah, I thought it was good, you know? Yeah, good stuff.
The ID was playing. I was like, oh, man, I don't have a song queued up. And I finally paid for the – I just bit the bullet. They finally won. They won. I took the knee, and I got the YouTube exclusive. So all the producers around here, like, use my YouTube account, which is fine. I don't mind them suckling at my teats once in a while. Sure. It's fine. It's whatever.
Everybody can use that every once in a while.
Exactly. But now we don't have to wait for the music and the ads and everything like that. So
no, yeah. It was the best thing because I am a big YouTube watcher. Like, I tell people all the time, like, my – quote-unquote shows usually are like vloggers. Like, you know, I watch Yellowstone, which for a Sunday.
That is
Sunday at 8.
Jeanette and I are going to get into that show. I've been saying it for a while.
Oh, you'll hate it.
But
You'll hate it.
I actually.
You're going to hate it.
I watched it with her brother-in-law.
Yeah.
I watched like 6 episodes and I was enthralled. He and I killed like a pack of like.
I don't believe it, Nick. You're going to hate Yellowstone.
I'm sure there's going to be parts where I'm like, well, that's not right. But, you know.
I don't agree with that at all.
We'll have to agree to disagree there.
Kevin,
yeah.
But, I mean, I watch that. Of course, I watch wrestling, you know. And, I mean, I watch, like, I'm actually big, like, MTV Challenge. I like those.
Yeah, dude, like, there's a couple of, like, I fell down.
All-American, I watched that.
I've been down, like, a Wild and Out, like, and I don't know why, but I've just been watching.
Yeah.
And now the algorithm's like, oh, you like this? And so
I know.
My algorithm is.
And The Office. I watch The Office anytime it's on. Like, I'll just go to Comedy Central and just turn The Office on and.
Can't go wrong.
If I can't, yeah, if there's like nothing else I want to watch.
Everybody has that like go to sleep show or whatever, like their comfort show.
Oh, yeah. Mine are Office and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. Mine's like Parks and Rec and probably Friends.
Yeah.
And Jeanette likes Friends and Boy Meets World and Gilmore Girls, which I got to be honest, even I started liking Gilmore Girls. And I don't.
You can't like Gilmore Girls and Yellowstone.
that's like what orange just, juice and toothpaste.
Yeah. It's too much. I won't allow it. But I mean, yeah, I mean, there's just very little that I really watch, man. Like, I mean, I'm mostly, and again, a lot of those shows, they're not like everyday shows, you know,
right.
Like they're just once a week or something. I watch a ton of YouTube vloggers, though. So, I mean, when I'm the YouTube premium for me was, I mean, it was like, of course.
Like,
you'd be crazy not to, yeah.
And then I went a step further. I got YouTube TV. And Phil Baker was very disappointed in me.
I have YouTube TV.
Because
that's what I use.
Because he's the captain of the pirate ship.
Yeah.
You know, Fearless Phil Baker is the captain of the pirate ship of. Streams. And so I text him like, hey, I can't find this game, I can't find the UofL game, and he would be like, what do you need, laddie? And he would just have like 14 different streams up. And so finally I just paid for it, and now I'll watch it like at the restaurant, and I'll just have it up on my phone, and it's so much easier. But because you're not dealing with Russian spyware and everything like that. But,
yeah,
but I gotta be honest, when I told Patty, I was like, dude, I finally bought YouTube TV, and he looked at me, and in perfect Patty Ice tone went, "Bro, it's trucks." You know, he was like, "Bro, it totally trucks." And I was like, "Dude, it does, man."
And I love it. I have it. I mean, that's what I use. I mean, I'm not like.
Can you see TV sponsor us? We're just giving them free.
I know.
Right
yeah,
now.
I was like, gonna say. Yeah, I mean, that's just I enjoy it.
I mean, it's second only to Tiger TV. That's still a thing.
No.
Oh, all right.
I mean, well, I mean, I'm sure it is still a thing. I mean,
are we still endorsing
it? It's not a thing with us, but I mean, I'm sure it's still a thing. If they want to pay us for it to be a thing, then sure. Yeah, then absolutely. So, yeah, anyways.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
All right,
the Mets
so,
basketball,
yeah. Now we're football. Moving on. No, just back to, man, just what tomorrow is, man. With, I mean, you can end the day tomorrow. Feeling on another level if you're a Louisville fan. I mean,
it's a program. Let's be honest. It's a program changing win.
Yeah. I mean, if you go and if you do beat Clemson and you're on the road on a place you've not won, a place you've played well before.
A place nobody's won. They have the longest active home winning streak.
Right. And some good teams have come in during that time. And including Louisville once, you know, that was good. That other time was just terrible.
Less than stellar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things, man, where if you can pull this one off, I mean, not only does it change the season, but yeah, I think you're right. It changes the outlook of a Coach Satterfield-led program.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, and for Louisville, yeah. I mean, Louisville in general, does it do something? Yes. But I think for a Coach Satterfield-led program that, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So,
I mean, they win that, and then I mean, how loud is the he's not the guy fan base anymore? Because, I mean, I think they're going to be there forever.
Yeah.
But – I mean, they win this game and he loses out, God forbid, something like that. How much goodwill is there? We're sports radioing so hard that, you know, forget about letting the cake bake. We haven't even the mix hasn't even been delivered to the store yet. But I guess like what I'm asking you is what can be gleaned positive or negative from this game and what will the carryover be?
Yeah,
because like, I mean, a win like that could I mean, is it crazy to say it could influence recruiting?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
I mean, you're already recruiting awesome. So, I mean, yes, if you go to Clemson, you get the ESPN on, you know, it's ESPN at 3:30.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, eyeballs will be on the TV.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be getting all the upset alerts for all the stations that don't have the game on.
Sure.
And everything. I mean, like, it really will, I think. Is it being overly dramatic to say that it changes the trajectory of the program forever or everything? Like, I mean, we just dogged on UK about like turning the corner and everything like that. But seriously, they've never beaten them before, and I know that they're not elite. They're having QB issues. It's more reminiscent of a Kelly Bryant Clemson as opposed to a Trevor Lawrence Clemson. But still, I mean, this is a team that has an active winning streak. I mean,
yeah,
top 15. It's certainly nothing
I think it's different though because where Louisville's been and what they've done. I mean, they've won a Heisman. They've played in multiple BCS games. They've won multiple BCS games. You know what I'm saying?
But none of that's happened with Sat. So this would be the first feather in the cap.
I almost say for the program, it almost feels like getting it back on track.
Right.
For Satterfield-led Louisville program, yes, I think it takes you to another level. Does that make sense? Like what I'm trying to say? Like
No, I get it because I think so. Yeah. If I can try to like sum it up, because I think you and I are kind of on the same page here, that this is a program that's had halcyon days with other coaches. I mean, two BCS bowls, each with a different coach. A Heisman quarter winner with Lamar Jackson. Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, a quarterback that did blip on the Heisman votes for a little while and was a victim of, quite honestly, the conference he played in. I'm not saying he would have won it, but I'm saying that he would have gotten more traction had he been in a sexier conference, let's be honest.
Yeah.
He also has, you have guys in the NFL playing on Sunday that are making an impact, possibly one of the best corners in the league in Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a program that's had success with other coaches. So I see what you're saying, that this beating Clemson isn't going to, like, all of a sudden get U of L a seat at the table.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't think they're ever going to have a seat at the table until the playoff expansion.
Yeah.
And then maybe, because the table's going to get bigger, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a coach now that's had up and down success, yo-yoing success, but he will have his moment in one of those milestone achievements in the program's history. I tried to say I'd sum it up and then talk for 5 minutes, but you know what?
I feel like
we're on the same page with that.
No, absolutely, and that's kind of where I'm at. I think that it's one of those deals for me where if they win the game, you say okay, like. You start to dream at that point that maybe Satterfield can take you further than just winning season. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Further than just, okay, 8-win, you know, type thing. It's one of those deals for me where
he could get on the Bobby Petrino or Charlie Strong era.
Yes.
Like level.
If he like, I haven't watched a Satterfield team yet and really maybe the first year probably. And really thought that, hey, this guy can take us to the New Year's Six.
You're right.
This
right.
guy can take us to the top.
That's
10,
fair.
Top five.
That's fair.
If he wins tomorrow, I will think that.
I agree.
I think I will go, okay, we can get somewhere with under him. We can get there. We can get to the top 10. We can get to the New Year's Six. We can dream about a playoff, especially when it's a 12-team playoff.
Right.
You know, so I think that's what tomorrow does. I think that's the significance of tomorrow. I think that's where – and don't get me wrong. This is not a win-loss scenario where it's like you lose, everything's just back to – you know, we're back to – got to move on.
No.
Yeah.
I would even say that they lose tomorrow – but they beat NC State and UK.
Yeah.
He's back on that level to me. That, like, hey, this is a guy that I think can get you to a New Year's Six.
Yeah.
But you do that in one win tomorrow as opposed to two tough victories against, I mean, top 25, fringe top 25 teams.
Right.
And I don't know. Who knows how UK will be? I mean, if they let Will Levis get his ass kicked against Missouri, and then they, you know, they're gonna. I mean, they got a layup against Vanderbilt this weekend, but you got to think Georgia's gonna be a rough game. So who knows what state they're gonna be
in?
And I'm certainly not wishing them, you know, ill health. I'm just realistically.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, so yeah, I mean, again, I can't really say it now because we still play Clemson. But if you beat Clemson, it's like 9-win regular season is legitimately on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And, like that, that's
and a
insane.
Decent bowl.
Yeah.
Like, you're not playing in Weed Whacker Bowl. You're playing in, you know, I would say upper middle tier bowl.
Oh, God, yeah. Texas says, what if he loses to Clemson and beats NC State and Kentucky? Well, I think that's a massive success.
Yeah, I just said. I think that he, like, that puts you, because
it's an 8-win regular season going for your 9th win in a bowl game.
Not taking anything away from the Wake Forest win or anything like that, but right now.
They're a little behind. They said,
oh, okay, okay,
you read,
okay.
You read their mind. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Simpatico here. But the... his biggest achievement right now, and the Wake Forest win is definitely a splash. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to lick the red off anyone's candy cane with that one. That was incredible.
Yeah.
But his biggest achievement right now is probably the recruiting class. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, so now all of a sudden, and that's territory that Louisville's never really been in before. So
no, the
and
number can, one running back in America?
Not from the 502, five-star, not from the 502, and not taking away anything that Bobby did, because it does take, you know, some cojones, not cojones, but you're holding serve if you keep those guys here.
Yeah.
Because we've seen them go elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, what's his name? Rondell Moore. I mean, yep. for like perfect example. So, like, I'm not taking anything away from that. Mm-hmm. But this is uncharted territory, a five-star from a hotbed state, Texas. I mean, that's something you can, like, but that's right now his biggest achievement. If he matches that with some on-field success, now all of a sudden he's got two things. I feel almost like they're like merit badges.
Yeah.
Like Charlie Strong had Teddy and a massive upset win over Florida State in a BCS game.
Sure.
Bobby Petrino had them a field goal away in the Rutgers game from really likely playing for a national championship and a BCS bowl win.
Yeah.
Throw in a Heisman winner for the second go-round. Now all of a sudden, Satterfield has a great recruiting class and beats Clemson. I mean, those are feather in the cap achievements, I feel like.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's a big, I mean, it would by far be his biggest regular season win of the year or of his career here.
It would be up there as one of the biggest regular season wins in program history. I don't think that's ridiculous to say.
That's interesting. It would be, I think you're right. I think it would be a top 10 regular season win.
I mean, where would it rank? I mean, I'm trying to think of some, like, the West Virginia game comes to mind. I mean, obviously, game day. The luster on that one got kind of taken away a little bit because Florida State's kind of been in a free fall ever since then. Or not a free fall, they've never been back to that level, quite to that level.
Yeah.
That, and also, that did a lot to lock up Lamar's Heisman.
Yeah.
So I do feel like there were some other ramifications.
I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking. Okay, West Virginia, Louisville,
right
at home, the blackout game.
Massive.
I think might be. Texas regular season win. Regular season win. We're not counting bowl games. I'm not saying bowl games.
No.
Would probably be number one for me. Regular season win. I mean,
we're doing modern era here. Like, let's be honest.
If it
like,
happened
I can't.
Before 1990,
with the highest level, I'm not, you know, not taking anything away from those guys, but I can't speak to it.
But,
like,
I mean,
I don't know what Johnny U did really that was.
Yeah, there you could maybe go back and go, well, they beat the number two team in the country. Okay, well, they might have.
Right.
Florida State. I mean,
I'm really racking my brain. Like, both Florida States.
I mean, so yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think. Probably. I mean, maybe the Charlie Strong win down at West Virginia would be there.
That's fair. Yeah.
Gosh, you know, even counting bowls. I mean, help me out, text line. Even counting bowls, it might be a top 10 win of all time.
Seriously. And yeah. I mean, we're doing regular season.
Because if I added bowls, obviously you would add in, you would say, I mean, Florida in the Sugar Bowl. I almost think you have to put in the Orange Bowl.
Right.
It's a BCS win.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, I know people poo-poo on it because it was wake. But, I mean,
doesn't
that
matter.
Team finished sixth in the country.
Right.
Like, I mean, probably Boise State.
Yeah, Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, Fiesta Bowl. And then, I mean, would Clemson tomorrow? Yep, the Miami game at home.
Oh,
if we're doing
that's
regular
a good
season.
One. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, that'd be up there.
So yeah, I mean, maybe it isn't top 10 if you counted bowls, but regular season, yeah, because regular season I'm pretty settled on. Blackout game, two Florida State games, you know, from 2002. Lamar Jackson, Florida State here. Miami game with Brom, where I think Cantwell finished it, but that one, that was massive. Maybe Miami. Your first ACC game, you know, I mean, even though that wasn't as sexy as we hoped, I mean,
it was up there. And honestly, if we're going through them all, you know another one that's on the list?
Yeah.
The Wake game.
I mean, it's probably up there.
All of a sudden, it's like, damn, like.
Yeah, it's probably up there, man. So, I mean, yeah, no, I don't think you're wrong. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. So, yeah, somebody said Miami win, first ACC game. We only have a handful of top 10 wins ever.
Is it ridiculous?
At Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That would be in the top 10. But again, I mean, I'm not sure that winning at Clemson, I'm naming these. I'm not sure. I mean, there's a few of these I've named, like winning at Clemson would be bigger than. Bigger than the Wake Forest game.
Right.
It probably would be bigger than winning at Notre Dame.
I'd say it's bigger than the Miami game.
Yeah.
Or maybe like that's like a neck and neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and again, you do count some of the timing of some of them, because I would say, okay, when Louisville beat Miami, maybe I would say, well, yeah, but you're not where you're at now without that,
right?
Type stuff.
And also, like, what honestly, yeah. It gets,
because realistically, even in losses, you can almost put at Clemson and at Miami.
I was literally about to say that. I was like, about to say there's a couple that were even in loss that were pretty impressive.
Yeah, because I think in the Orange Bowl down there, when we played Miami in the real Orange Bowl, not the bowl, but like
the stadium. Right.
When Louisville played down there, I think that did worlds. For Louisville. I mean, that did worlds a favor for Louisville. And then the Clemson game. Somebody said UC with Teddy. I mean, there
were. What's up there?
Yeah, Rutgers maybe, when you beat them to go to the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
But again, none of these I don't think I would put ahead of the Clemson game.
No, they're all in the discussion.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, ahead, I would seriously say that there's maybe three games, maybe three regular season games that would be ahead of that win. And depending on how they got it done, and also what we were talking about, the end result, like the Florida State game carried more juice because Lamar won the Heisman. Had he not won the Heisman that year, that game would have been really cool. But I'm serious. I mean, like, how many times in his Heisman campaign were there like three highlights from that game? And we've talked about it before. What you need to win Heisman are certain moments, not just stats. You have to have a hurdle. You have to have the run in, like, a 60-yard run and spin into the end zone on game day. You have to have those moments. So seriously, that game gets extra juice because the end result was a Heisman win.
Yeah.
If they win this game, and then the end result is, I mean, still it's going to be on that list, but if you end the season with a couple duds or whatever, and you end with like a 7-7 record or something like that, maybe it doesn't quite get the luster that.
Yeah.
Because that's what the West Virginia games, like, that
Texter,
the end result was influenced by that win.
Right. Texter says if we blow them out, it's a top 5 win. Yeah, I do 100%. Agree with that.
Yeah.
If you went 100%. Down there and housed them, it's one of the best. I don't think anything in my mind right now, for right now, could surpass West Virginia, Louisville. I just feel like that. And probably Lamar and Florida State, just because they were so powerful.
Right.
I mean, Florida State, I'd probably put that number 2. You went in. They were number 2 in the country. And I mean, just to beat the crap out of them in College Game Day and all that. But number 1 for me is, and it's going to take a lot, number 3 versus number 5. And you beat that West Virginia team at home by 2 scores. Like,
that's going to be a tough one.
That's going to be tough,
but
ever top. Yeah.
But I would listen to the conversation. Like, I mean, we're at the barbershop or whatever.
Sure.
Like, I could, that's, you know.
Somebody said it'd be top 5 if you're ending their 38-game win streak. Yeah, I agree with that. I wonder how much fake crowd noise Clemson will pump in tomorrow. All of it. Clemson is our current streak pain in football. Yeah, I do agree. Says Clemson is in the top 10 regular as a milestone win. Bowl game wins are important, but still edge the top 10. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Charlie's road win at West Virginia. I'm with you there. I think that's probably in the top 10. I mean, somebody says, I think the only games ahead of them would be against teams who are at their peak. The FSU games were awesome, but they ended the season bad, which I don't care as much, just because. And FSU didn't end the season bad that second year, or that year we beat them. I mean, you remember that year we throttled Lamar Jackson and them beat Florida State. Florida State lost a couple games, but Florida State ended that season in the Orange Bowl and beat Michigan.
That's
in
a good
the
point.
Orange Bowl.
I forgot about that. Like, they did close out the season pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't.
They looked terrible.
I still think Louisville got screwed in that because it was whoever was ranked higher between Louisville and Florida State. And Louisville was ahead of Florida State by like two spots going into that Kentucky game, right?
Right.
Louisville lost against Kentucky, had the same record as Florida State, and they jumped Florida State one spot ahead of Louisville. To me, that was
head-to-head.
That was Orange Bowl request.
Yeah.
That was, hey, they're going to sell a lot more tickets. Let's take Florida State. Because I'm like, you watched them play. They got the same record. Louisville beat them by 40-some.
Yeah, and you have the head-to-head and
everything. Yeah. Like, I know Louisville's lost two here, but, like, Louisville should have got that nod to the Orange Bowl, in my opinion. Like,
and you know what? Maybe they said, okay, yeah.
And you should have beat Kentucky being, right. You know, you were favored by 24. You should have beat Kentucky, but still.
And they lost two in a row with the Houston dud and everything. So I don't know, but like maybe that influenced it. But I bet that was definitely their thinking.
You had the Heisman Trophy winner. People pretty much thought Lamar was going to win the Heisman.
Yeah, at that point,
and
it was pretty
locked
up.
You beat him by 42. I'm like, Louisville should have been in that game.
Yeah, that's fair. I think they would even tell you, like, yeah, it was a head-to-head, and what we went with was not a head-to-head record. We went with money. And we thought that we could get more money. Oh, sure. I think they'd be honest with you.
And then if you'll just let me be a pouty baby for a minute. And then what sucked is you got a super talented LSU team that had been down because their coach got fired. They were coming into that game playing for Ed Orgeron, wanting Ed Orgeron to win, and it was like,
it was a terrible matchup. I was like, ugh.
And they're getting a team with the talent of LSU is getting Lamar Jackson. They're like, oh boy, this is a Super Bowl, and you have LSU treating you like a Super Bowl. It's like, oh God,
yeah, that was not the best.
Texter says, "We'll get ready and go to break here in a second." Texter says, "Loving that I've been to all these games you're talking about." Humble brag. That's not a humble. That's awesome. Yeah,
Good for you.
So where I am, Clemson is icing on the cake. No one picked us for this win. NC State is the one we have to get. I agree with you.
That's fair.
NC State at home, I think you do need to get. They're probably going to be a top 15. They're 16th, 17th now. They're going to beat Boston College this weekend. So they're not going to fall, right? So they'll at least be 15, 16. So they
I don't know. Maybe they'll have a U of L moment. And
I hope they don't.
No.
Like, no.
No,
like,
no.
Beat Boston College.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
the worst thing for U of L was them Clemson getting their ass kicked by Notre Dame.
I know.
Like
I know.
That. It's like, now, a good, because they're still a good team, regardless of where you put them. They're a good team coming home after a road loss, pissed off. Excellent.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know. And like, I like being the team that knocks them off. You know, I want to be, because you're playing the same team regardless.
Right.
You know, so like,
that's a good point.
Let me beat them, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless. But yeah, hey, you win. What we can all agree on, you win. It's a massive game. Coach Satterfield owns us all. He is our father.
Is he officially Swaggerfield at that point?
Absolutely.
We got to make Swaggerfield work.
I'll call him whatever he wants me to call him at that point. I'll kiss him right on his mouth if that's what he.
Daddy.
So desires. Don't care if he goes and beats Clemson.
Alan, if you're listening, I don't think we need the shirt of Steve kissing Sat, but
make a shirt of me just kissing his bare rear end. Just like, I'll win. You win.
A la Vince.
Yeah, we all win. Yeah, yeah. I will join the Scott Satterfield Kiss My Butt Club. Yes. If they go down there and win tomorrow, and we'll happily do it. I mean, I won't just kiss. I'll just like. Blah.
Okay. All right. Whoa. I don't think we can put that on the T-shirt.
You motorboat son of a.
You sailor, you.
You sailor, you. Oh God! Come on, man. Let's get it done. All right. Let's. We'll stay on schedule. We'll go ahead and take a break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Good morning, I'm Nick Valvano of the SportsCenter Update, brought to you by Corporate Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. U of L football heading to Clemson tomorrow to face off against the 10th-ranked Tigers. ESPN has the Cards as 7-point dogs. Clemson play-by-play man Don Munson joined the V-Show with Bob Valvano and Paul Rogers yesterday and said there's going to be some moments in this game. The Cards are really going to have to focus and tune out the crowd.
They got to figure out a way to make it through the first probably 10 15 minutes of the game, and then maybe the first 5 minutes of the second half, you know, to kind of, okay, all right, we're all settled in. Let's see if we can't make it a fourth quarter game.
Coverage begins tomorrow right here on 93.9 The Ville at noon to the hardwood. 7th-ranked U of L women's basketball handled business last night against IUPUI, winning 84-62. Crystalyn Carr led the Cards with 15.
Jones on the left wing, the other way for the Cards. Out front, Cochran fakes a three, drives right of the lane, pitches out right wing. Carr fakes a three on Perkins, now shoots it over. Got it!
That game heard right here on 93.9 The Ville. The women, they face Belmont Sunday. U of L men, they face Wright State tomorrow at 1. That'll be heard on 970 AM. And wrapping up on the pitch, Blue City FC on the road Sunday night, taking on the San Antonio FC. Pre-game coverage starts at 8. The kickoff at 8:30. It's for the USL Championship on ESPN 680, 105.7.
This is Scott Satterfield, and you're listening to the new home for all U of L athletics, 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. It's exciting, man. It's a big day tomorrow. You talked about it. Shout out women's basketball team, Jeff Walls, doing their thing last night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's
Crystalyn Carr led with 15.
She's fun, man.
Yeah.
She's fun. Yeah, yeah. They were
they got some weapons, man.
They're a good team, man. Morgan Jones added in there with what you already have, Carr. I mean, you see, of course, you know the names we know, you know, with Olivia and Haley and all those, but man,
both had double digits. And Haley also ranked, I think, 9th. In ESPN's women's college basketball rankings.
Top 25 players, yeah. So, no, they are a fun, fun product to watch this year. I've enjoyed both games thoroughly. Also, want to shout out everybody today. It is Veterans Day.
Yes.
So shout out to all our veterans out there. Thank you for everything you do, have done, and
continue to do.
It is nice to... it's nice to live in this country.
Yes.
And that's because of you guys. Thank you so much.
Well said, Steve.
Thank you, Nick. Nikki Sports Center. Click on Clemson play-by-play. See if we can make it a fourth quarter game. That was a bit smug. Am I wrong?
Don Munson's a nice guy. And I was even combing through to see if like there was any, you know, smugness. And right before that, he did say... Satterfield's going to have his team focused. And I thought about adding that in there, but I cut it for time.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I even, when I did that, I was like, this sounds a little, yeah. Removing that like 3 second like intro to that clip does kind of make
does
it sound like
change.
a little bit. Yeah,
fair enough. Texture says Malik can solidify his legacy by winning this game at Clemson. I agree with that, but I think we're to the point in Malik's career that it's like, tomorrow, this win would be more about Satterfield
That's
than
fair.
It would be Malik.
Well, I mean, it depends. If Malik makes some ridiculous...
Because, I mean, listen, that Florida State game, Lamar gets that credit because when you think of that game, if I say the Florida State game, 6 plays of Lamar come to mind before you think of anything else.
You can make a real argument that won him the Heisman.
Real argument. It is the argument. Like, he won the Heisman so far away early that Deshaun Watson could not catch him down the stretch.
Right.
Like, because people could not get that visual out of their mind. They're like, that was one of the best performances I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah.
Were you at that game?
Oh, yeah. Well, my buddy got married that day, and I was in the wedding, so I was there for the first half. And then I had to leave at halftime.
Oh,
I have not forgiven him to this day.
So, but you got to see, I was going to say like 60% of the, 70% of the plays were in the first half.
And then we had it on. I mean, we were all watching the whole game. Yeah. The game was over well before the wedding. Yeah. So, but we were in it. So we had to all go.
That's how it was with Phil Baker's wedding too. He got married, on the Wake Forest game. And when they were at Wake,
yep.
And everyone's dancing on the dance floor, and all the guys like looked like prairie dogs, like looking, you know, the girls like grinding up on it. It was like, oh, yeah, okay, love you, babe.
Everybody, yeah. Thank you.
You know, yeah, looking around everyone's heads, like watching the TV.
Oh gosh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, so I think tomorrow though, and again, yeah, you're right. I mean, hey, if Malik just dashed him tomorrow and had some amazing plays, then yeah, maybe I'll change my stance. I just think tomorrow is so much more about Coach Satterfield if he wins. And I suppose if they lose, I mean, you know, but anything that's not just like a total throttling where we look lost, and I just do not fathom that happening. The fans are not. It's going to be one of those things where, okay, we lost, not happy because I want to win, especially when my team's playing really well, even at Clemson. But okay, how do we come back, win next week? You know, so I think that's. I mean, it would take a lot for people to be just like, "Well, can't believe we lost like this," you know?
Right? Yeah, right. Like that's definitely fair. We now to Don Munson's point. I mean, the crowd is going to be a factor in the game.
Oh yeah,
and I mean, there's going to be certain. I guess what I'm asking, and you and Marcus touched on this. Audience turns over. Well, this show, God bless them, they listened the entire show.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much it actually turns over. That's a testament to you guys.
That's what the numbers say.
Yeah. So shout out there. That's awesome. Yeah. Good job, you and Marcus.
Don't know if the most people listen to us, but they listen to us the longest.
Well, thank you for listening. If we did have any new listeners, or I could totally see people tuning in, so they heard my voice more.
Yes.
Second hour.
The numbers have went to crap.
No stop.
The last 2 years or year and a half or whatever. Man, have you been our producer for like 2 years, haven't you?
It's been about a year and change, I think.
It's wild, man.
Yeah. I don't know how the ratings are, but
it's been awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah. you guys talked about it, how Louisville wins this game.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe that's a decent way to end the show. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those things where, look, I think they have, you know, there's a snowball's chance, there's a puncher's chance, and then there's a, hey, we're in this game. I would say it's somewhere between puncher and that. I really do think like Louisville's got a chance in this thing. That said, it's still going to be a monumental task for them to be able to do it. How does it happen?
Again, I think the number one thing for me is how does Malik play? Because, and I'm gonna answer your question a little bit more in depth, because I think you have to stop the run. I don't think Clemson's gonna beat you in the air. I mean, they can maybe play here and there, but I don't think they're just gonna beat you in the air. But I feel really confident in us stopping the run right now. I mean, Will Shipley is like, he's awesome.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
He's...
But so was Abanikanda for Pittsburgh, and like we held him in check.
Contained him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I mean, I think he still ended up like 120.
Yeah, but
I mean, like,
you contained him.
Yeah,
you didn't stop him.
Right.
You're not going to stop
him. No.
But you can contain.
You did enough that we made Slovis have to try to beat us in the air.
And that was not happening. Right.
I don't think DJ or the Kubnik kid is going to do that. I don't think they can beat us in the air, especially without Bo Collins, one of your top weapons. I mean, and they still have weapons. But,
right.
So
I was actually going to go the other way.
Okay.
I'm actually a little nervous about that, because I think that Louisville's going to be so keyed in on stopping the run that they are going to forget that, yeah, even without Bo Collins, this is still a Clemson team that has a lot of five stars.
Marcus says it all the time, too. One of his big things, he's like, when somebody goes down, and he says it in basketball a lot, like when somebody gets hurt, everybody elevates, like, you know,
right.
you.
Because they want to be that guy.
Yeah,
right?
And they want, so yeah, I mean, sure. There's that too.
And I'm not saying Louisville, even with that, I'm not saying Louisville can't handle it. I'm just saying that worries me, because we've seen a sample size of Louisville containing an elite running back.
If I had to say, I would say Louisville loses the game 27-24-ish, in that range, give or take a couple points.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's going to be in that mid to high 20s. Because I think both defenses are pretty good, and I think Louisville's going to be right there, you know. And I can't pick Louisville. I just can't. I've never watched them go up there and win. I've never watched them beat Clemson.
Fair.
So I can't. But will I be shocked if Louisville makes the extra play and wins that game 31-27? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I would put it at. I'm giving it like a 10%. Like I, what's ESPN have it as?
Let's close that. Let's give a little numbers here. Also, what's the latest SAG? 76% Clemson.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's higher than I was, you know.
76%.
I was going to give Louisville like a 10 to 15% chance.
Yeah.
And that's not taking anything away.
No, no, no,
that
no. I think that's
well earned. Yeah.
I'm probably in that range. ESPN says 24%.
That's
rounding
impressive.
Up. Yeah. So.
We'll see what I mean. This is getting influenced by later money too. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So and has Sagarin changed?
I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see.
Okay,
all right, Clemson right now with let's see. I'm zooming in. They have about an 84. You add in 2 for home field. Honestly, I feel like with Clemson you can add even a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
you probably
regardless.
Could add 3.
They have 84 plus 2, 86. Louisville right now is 81. So they
stayed
still
about the same.
Stayed about the same. 5 point. But
remember when we did the show together 2 weeks ago before Wake Forest? That was what, 12?
12.
13?
And you were like, hey, you got a chance.
Yeah,
like,
so 5 is that's one touchdown.
It's jumped an entire score.
Right. That's one touchdown.
Now, I will say, I mean, home advantage, I feel like you can even add an extra point.
With
to
Clemson,
that,
you probably could, but still, even then, it would make it a one-possession game. If I gave them 2 more, if I gave them 4 points for home field advantage, I mean, that's 7 points, you know. I mean, so it still makes it a one-possession game.
And you got – that's where
– that's a turnover.
That's a more than a puncher's chance.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A puncher's chance who has decent footwork.
And maybe I just answered my own question, you know, right there. Who makes a mistake?
Well,
last week, Clemson right now, as crazy as it sounds, looks like they're more prone to make the mistake. I mean, Clemson at this point, they threw 3 straight interceptions last week between 2 quarterbacks. Louisville doesn't really turn the ball over like that.
Well, they don't want to jinx it.
I know. Yeah. Knock on.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Man. Anyway, so it's going to be a big day tomorrow.
It'll be fun.
I'm actually, since I'm in town, I'm going to get out to the basketball game early tomorrow. Enjoy it. You know, hope they get a win and get on track.
I got the restaurant. Come see me. I'll be in the Black Rabbit. I will smoke your drinks. That's not meant to sound as dirty as it did as I said that. But you saw my butane lighter.
That was awesome.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I'm going to try to get out with Jack to the Hoops game tomorrow, and then I might just have to leave a little bit before the end of it.
That'd be fun, man. If I see you guys, I may come down and sit around with y'all.
Programming notes, by the way, that game is going to be heard on 970 with 970 joining Football in Progress. We're going to have our Miller Lite pregame and our football pregame coverage here starting at noon.
Okay.
So 93.9 is going to be all football tomorrow. 970 will have Pops and Paul's Call of Wright State, and then they will join in Progress.
Perfect.
The football game. So there you go.
Perfect. Big day tomorrow.
Big day.
Big day for fans. Big day for the station. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 DeVille.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.